How do we know that something happened? That what we're seeing is real? That we're not being fooled by fakes?
Some TV trickery is pretty familiar to us. This technology, green screen or colour separation overlay, has been around in some form for decades. It allows us to convincingly give real people backdrops and virtual worlds for them to interact with. However, we're about to cross the threshold into a new world where it's possible to convincingly recreate known real people, famous people like politicians, and have them say and do more or less anything.
We're a few years, but not many years away from a situation now where we can not only sort of create pretty sort of realistic environments for people, but we can also do things like manipulate their voices and manipulate their facial expressions and modulate their speech in real time.
Here we demonstrate our method in a live setup.
This is the Face to Face project, a collaboration between Stanford University, the Max Planck Institute, and the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg.
As we can see, we are able to generate a realistic and convincing reenactment result.
They can take the facial expressions of one person and map them onto the features of another in real time. The results are already amazing and only going to get better and better.
It seems that they are being developed with a specific ethical framework that help them to actually assess before the technologies are developed the actual implications of the technology in society. It's the perfect environment for fake news, for a widespread dissemination of fake news.
We've had faked photos for decades. This hugely damaging image of John Kerry supposedly sharing a stage with Vietnam protester Jane Fonda was actually a composite of two images. Now the company that invented Photoshop, Adobe, has unveiled a new potentially game-changing manipulation tool. At this event in November, Adobe demonstrated Voco, which, loaded with just 20 minutes of real sample voice, can then make someone say anything just by typing it in.
And playback.
And I kissed Jordan 3 times.
Adobe say the altered audio will be watermarked so that fakes are easy to spot, but that may not stop them spreading.
Often the things that we see as fake news or false stories are actually very easily debunked in a matter of seconds, but it doesn't necessarily stop them from spreading, partly because I think the mechanisms now are so quick in terms of how virality is created online, but also because people believe what they want to believe.
But is there a flip side to this technology? If it makes the fake seem real, what does it do to our perception of the real? Will it allow those intent on deceiving us to dismiss cold, solid, hard video evidence as mere trickery?
Can
you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you stay categorical?
It becomes a term which can, again, just be very sort of used by anyone who wants to call out something that they don't like and spread doubt about whether or not it's true. And when you have a high level of distrust in stories and you have a high level of distrust in institutions, which we do at the moment, then a term like fake news becomes almost meaningless because it's deployed in so many ways which actually describe things that are perfectly legitimate and true.
We've grown more sophisticated in our ability to discern what and who is real. However, accelerating technological change means we'll need to quickly refine how we weigh the evidence of our senses.
Doctor, we're flying!